The Old Testament reading is from Isaiah chapter 35. Say to those who have an anxious heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your Lord will come with vengeance, with recompense of God. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap like a deer, and the tongue of the mute sing for joy. For waters break forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is from James, chapter 2. My brothers, show no partiality as you hold the faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. For if a man wears a gold ring and fine clothing comes into your assembly, and a poor man in shabby clothing also comes in, and if you pay attention to the one who wears the fine clothing and say, you sit here in a good place, while you say to the poor man, you stand over there, or sit down at my feet. Have you not then made distinctions among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? Listen, my beloved brothers. Has not God chosen those who are poor in the world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom, which he has promised to those who love him? But you have dishonored the poor man. Are the rich not the ones who oppress you and the ones who drag you into court? Are they not the ones who blaspheme the honorable name by which you were called? If you really fulfilled the royal law, according to the scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. You are doing well. But if you show partiality, you are committing sin and are convicted by the law as transgressors. For whoever keeps the whole law but fails in one point has become accountable for all of it. What good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can the faith save him? If a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lacking in daily food, and one of you says to them, go in peace, be warmed and filled, without giving them the things needed for the body, what good is that? So also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith apart from your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. This is the word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 7th chapter. From there Jesus arose and went away to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And he entered a house and did not want anyone to know, yet he could not be hidden. But immediately a woman whose little daughter was possessed by an unclean spirit heard of him and came and fell down at his feet. Now the woman was a Gentile, a Syrophoenician by birth, and she begged him to cast the demons out of her daughter. And he said to her, let the children be fed first, for it is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. But she answered him, yes, Lord, yet even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs. And he said to her, for this statement you may go your way. The demon has left your daughter. And she went home and found the child lying in bed and the demon gone. Jesus returned from the region of Tyre and went through Sidon to the Sea of Galilee in the region of the Decapolis. And they brought to him a man who was deaf, who had a speech impediment. And they begged him to lay his hand on him. And taking him aside from the crowd privately, he put his fingers into his ears, and after spitting, touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And his ears were opened, his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. And Jesus charged them to tell no one. But the more he charged them, the more zealously they proclaimed it. And they were astonished beyond measure, saying, he has done all things well. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak. This is the gospel of the Lord. Grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text for today's message was the gospel lesson. Sometimes Jesus does things we do not expect him to do. In our gospel lesson, there's two main things that shine forth that shows us that he really does act in ways we don't expect. Uncharacteristically, we may say of Jesus, he was rude to the woman with her daughter. The usual picture of Jesus is kind, soft-spoken, but that's not Jesus of the Gospels. Jesus could be very harsh when he needed to be that way. The woman was very bold in approaching Jesus. At this time and in this culture, a woman did not approach a man who was not a relative. She would have to be summoned. Now, this is the culture. This is not what the Bible says it's supposed to be. It's one of the criticisms I hear of the Bible. The Bible's against women. No, it's not. You're not reading the same book. If you take the culture as the culture itself and not the Bible, you want to read what the Bible has to say about women. Look up Proverbs 31 when you get home. It's what the ideal wife should do. She conducts business, she buys, she sells, she sits in the city gate where all the important decisions were made. That's the biblical description of the, quote, the role of women. So this woman was showing great faith by just appearing before Jesus and falling at his feet. He wanted her to continue to ask to cast out the demon that was in her daughter. See, God doesn't answer every request right away. Sometimes he says yes, sometimes he says no, sometimes he says not right now, and the one that I personally like is best, no, I've got something better in mind for you than that. Jesus referred to this Gentile woman as a dog. Jews disliked dogs. They were considered unclean. They had a use for guard dogs, but they weren't like we have dogs that are our cute little pets and part of our family. These were dogs that had a purpose, but they were considered unclean. They only ate the crumbs that fell from the master's table. So when a woman refers to herself as a dog, she's saying, Lord, I'll accept anything that you give me. And because of the woman's great faith, Jesus healed the daughter without touching her or even seeing her. Most of Jesus' healings, he touches the person or speaks directly to the person. This, he did it with the girl out of sight. Just an interesting part of the story. Jesus tells her that he was first sent to minister to the Jews. The time would come when the message would be taken to everyone. But even in the Gentile areas, they had heard of Jesus. How could you not hear about Jesus when he fed the 4,000, when he healed hundreds of thousands of people of diseases and being possessed? That's the word I was looking for. Possessed by demons. The woman's love for her daughter was so great that she would tolerate an insult of being called a dog. She wouldn't give up. That's something very admirable. She came to the Lord for something and he brushed her off, but she was persistent in the prayer. See, God tests our faith, and that's what he was doing that day with the woman. He was testing her faith. Sometimes he tests our faith to strengthen our faith, to teach us something. But when Jesus was being so abrupt, he was testing the faith. Do you really have enough faith in me that I can brush you off so abruptly and rudely that you'll continue to ask for what you want? Jesus and life can be the hardest teachers there are. Sometimes life does not go the way we want it to go. Like, that's a no-brainer right there. We must continue to believe because we have to continue. Jesus is the only one we can rely upon in our sadness, when all things seem hopeless, And he's the only one who can grant even a small amount of help. Jesus takes our belief and calls it faith. The second surprise in today's gospel lesson was a deaf man with a speech impediment. The man was also a Gentile. The fact that Jesus, a Jew, was doing something for a Gentile was pretty spectacular because Jews wanted nothing to do with Gentiles. To the point where if they had to do business with them, they would do it, but it was, ew, I feel like I need to wash afterwards. This was the attitude they had. But the fact that Jesus would come into Gentile territory and heal Gentiles really made an impression on the people. By healing the deaf man and the other miracles that Jesus did, and by the way, he fed the 5,000 in Gentile territory, so a lot of people had heard about Jesus. His popularity soared amongst the Gentiles. And then he tells them, I love this, now don't tell anybody. His time hadn't come. He had his reasons. I don't understand them all. If you didn't want everybody to know, then don't feed 5,000 people. But he did. And the people went out and told more and more. And in their defense, it was such a miraculous event, series of events that he did, they felt they had to tell somebody. They couldn't keep it inside. If you won $1 million, could you keep it inside and not tell anybody? Oh, some of you nod yes. Well, I will politely disagree on that one. You tell somebody. All right, for those of you who are married, could you not tell your spouse you just won $1 million? You better not. Same thing. These people were so overwhelmed with the joy, they had to tell somebody. In Jesus' time, by the way, sickness was seen as a result of sin in your life. So when Jesus touched the deaf man, the people saw it as he was touching a sinner. But when he healed both the woman's daughter and the deaf man, he was reaching out to people who were ready to hear. Jesus is for everyone, no matter what, Jesus is for everyone. What matters is our relationship with him. Just as a sidebar about prayer, prayer is a matter of the heart. We don't have to fold our hands and bow our heads to pray. Years ago, when we first moved from a deaf church to a hearing church, of course it was my Rachel. When it came time for prayer, everybody folded their hands and bowed their head. So she blurts out real loud, because she's used to a deaf church where you could do this, because nobody can hear you. Why are they bowing their heads and closing their eyes? Thanks, Rachel. How come in my stories I always involve Rachel? Anyway, that's a separate story for another day. All right? We don't have to fold our hands and bow our heads. Prayer is a part of a person's heart. Heaven is the source of Jesus' power. You want to see God's presence? Look at the power source. And that power source is God. All blessings are God's blessings to us. If we meet the needs of others, we are fulfilling a miracle in our own lives. Jesus took the deaf man aside. Always found that rather interesting. He didn't do that very often. He took the person aside he was about to heal. Maybe he didn't want to embarrass the man. Maybe the man had been embarrassed enough by having a speech impediment, because people can be cruel and will imitate them. So maybe Jesus just took him aside in order not to embarrass them. But the point is, Jesus is aware of our situation and he acts accordingly. It's the way we should deal with hurting people. There are similarities between the disciples and the deaf man. The man could not speak or hear, and the disciples could not understand what Jesus was saying, and it hampered their proclamation of the gospel message. They, the disciples, needed Jesus' touch so that they could see, hear, and understand. We need Jesus' touch to understand. The church often fails in this. It's called prosperity gospel. The way this one runs is, if you love God enough, He will bless you with lots of things. So if you are well off, have a nice house, drive a nice car, your relationship with God is right. If you're struggling paycheck to paycheck, that means your relationship with God is not right. That's how you get blessed in this world. It's by having your relationship with God being correct. You know what a guilt burden that puts on people? And prosperity preaching is very popular in large cities where they have a high poverty rate. I don't understand why people would sit and listen to that when the gospel nowhere teaches that in the slightest. But the church gets mixed up every now and again. Some churches ignore lines that divide people into groups because they don't want anybody to feel uncomfortable. But, there's always on the other hand, Jesus crossed all sorts of racial, religious, and other boundaries during his ministry. And he calls on us to cross those boundaries today. Jesus had a commitment to enter Gentile territory. And he shows that commitment by the people he healed in our gospel lesson. Too often times our worship is what we get out of it itself. We're more concerned with God serving us rather than us serving God. The miracles of the New Testament are not just old, familiar stories. They happen today. We need to open up our eyes, our ears, and our hearts to the wondrous things that God is doing around us. We need to bring a friend to Jesus if we only bring that friend to Jesus in prayer. The deaf man represents all of us. The miracle of healing applies to each and every one of us. He opens our ears to hear the gospel. He opens our eyes so that we see by faith. He casts out demons in our lives. Anything that hinders our Christian journey, Christ will remove from our lives. And he calls us to listen. Listening means hearing what the other person has to say without thinking in your mind what you're going to say in response, or I got a story that can better that one. We must speak plainly to the world and listen to what is being said. That's when we experience the healing of Christ. May the peace of God, which is above all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds focused on Jesus Christ till life everlasting. Amen.